good. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe, right. Hi, Roger. You're there. No, I just think it might be interesting. I wanted to share a little bit of where the idea came from for this call tonight. Roger was sharing with me the other day about a party, an experience he had had at a party he went to, and it was really kind of interesting, and that's sort of what developed into the whole topic for tonight. So, Roger, do you want to tell us a story? Can you tell us what you were telling me about the party you went to?
I will, and just so you know, I wasn't really out partying. The party was for a one-year-old.
Yeah, it's not what you told me, Roger.
So, but what was fascinating about it was that there was a couple there that were obviously in their mid-70s. So, he started talking to me and wanted to know what I did for a living, and I told him and different aspects of what I do and stuff. And so he looked at me and kind of in a smart aleck tone just said, "So you've never been sick your whole life?" I said, "No, I've gotten sick before." And then he kind of smiled like, "Well, what's the point?" And so I took the opportunity to tell him, because I could tell he didn't look very healthy. But the reality is, once he got me to think about it, is that, you know, at my age, and just so you know, I'm turning 60 in February, in case you're planning on sending out any cards or anything. I'm turning 60 in February, and I absolutely don't have any worries about diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, or just about anything else. And so this is what I was trying to explain to him, is that, yeah, sure, I've had a sore throat the last year, caught a small cold, which went away pretty quick. But the reality is, people at my age and my stage of the path in life generally have developed or are starting to develop one of five or six different diseases, which they're on medication for. And think about this. I was just looking it up today. One of the last studies that were done by an independent health group showed that the average person over 45 in this country is already on prescription drugs, and that average is around four different drugs a day. I was pretty shocked by that. And I know that the age over 60 is between five and six prescriptions for the average person in this country. And what is that usually for? It's all for diseases that are considered to be part of metabolic syndrome, which is diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol issues, heart problems, all those things that fall into that, obesity, all those things that fall into that category of diseases that are caused by lifestyle and generally by inflammation being the root cause of it, which is, you know, part of your lifestyle. It creates inflammation, creates all these different diseases. So in my conversation with him, I was pointing out to him that I absolutely don't have any worries or even have to think about developing those, because whenever I do a blood test once a year, I'm so far out of the danger zone of even being on the cusp of developing any of those things that I don't have to worry about it. I remember going into this is funny, Joan, I was at a county fair, and my kids wanted these free frisbees from the hospital that was doing free blood pressure checking, screening for everybody at the fair. So my kids wanted frisbees, so I sat down and did a screening. And my blood pressure, the lady goes, "Wow, you have the blood pressure of a teenager." And she goes, "What medications are you on?" And I said, "I'm not on any." She goes, "You're kidding me. You're not on anything? No medications for anything?" I said, "No." And she was just in shock because I had normal blood pressure. And I'll tell you another experience that I just had a few months ago. I ended up in the emergency room because of a foot injury I experienced that became infected. So I had to go into the emergency room right away because I woke up. My foot looked like one of those, when you take a rubber glove, a latex glove, and you blow it up. That's kind of what my foot looked like. And so I ended up in the emergency room and had some antibiotics because I had a really deep tissue infection. And when the doctor came in and looked at my chart, he goes, "Oh," he goes, "you're actually healthy." I started laughing. He was like, in shock. He goes, oh, well, he goes, wow, you, and he said it again, you have the blood pressure of a teenager. That's interesting. He says, I could probably just give you some antibiotics and send you home. You know, you probably, he said this to me, you probably have enough healing energy in your system to just pretty much get over it with a prescription. You know, because when I had been sent there, I was told that I might have to be admitted to the hospital and get IV drugs and all these things for days because of the severity of my foot injury. And so he made a determination because of my general health, and he seemed actually shocked that someone was in there who wasn't suffering from some other ailments on their chart and actually had normal blood pressure. So where did this lead me, and why am I bringing this up? Because the whole talk is how your expression of your health is really the ultimate freedom. And what is it a freedom from? Well, one is the worry of all the things that happen to people when they do develop chronic illness. The fact that they end up on a system of drugs, which may be controlling their symptoms, but actually deteriorate their health in the long term. And this is something a lot of people don't understand, but if you remember our good friend Stephen B., who was a diamond distributor in Deakin, he had some friends who were doing insurance sales or buying insurance policies of people that were elderly. And so to do that, he actually had to have an insurance adjuster go do a workup of the person that wanted to sell their insurance policy or cash it in before they died, you know, because they had accumulated so much money, their insurance policy, it wasn't good for them to keep paying on it. They could actually sell it to somebody at a bargain rate who could then be an investment for them, right? But the interesting thing about this was that they had an insurance adjuster who could determine pretty much within a week or so when you were going to die. And he did that because I got to know the guy, and Stephen introduced me to him. But he learned how to do that, and it was based on how many prescription drugs you were actually taking. And he said that most life-shortening drugs are drugs for high blood pressure and drugs for cholesterol. Now, think about that. Some of the most life-saving drugs in the world are high blood pressure drugs, right? Because when you have extremely high blood pressure and it's an emergency situation, you have to take care of that right away. It's not something you can think, well, I'm going to go home and think about it. No, your blood pressure is up in the 170s. You have to normalize that out because you're in such a danger of having a stroke or a heart attack. So you have to go on drugs, right? But you should go home and try and find out what you could adjust in your lifestyle and your diet that actually would help bring that down and then wean yourself off, is what the normal protocol should be. But the reality is, if you continue to stay on those drugs, a lot of things happen. One, it's usually a sign that you've never changed anything that brought you to the point where you had such high blood pressure. You're using a drug to falsely bring down your numbers and to control the pressure in your system. They all have major side effects. One of the major, almost every symptom of a high blood pressure drug, in fact, almost every symptom that you experience from a pharmaceutical drug is related to the nutritional deficiency that that drug causes in your system. And you know what's interesting about that is that it causes nutritional deficiencies, and nutritional deficiencies are usually the reason why you have the ailment in the first place. And it usually is, the drug is usually exacerbating the same nutritional deficiency that you had in the first place. Like with blood pressure, almost all blood pressure drugs wipe out the amount of magnesium you have in your system. The magnesium deficiency is one of the reasons that you end up with high blood pressure. Because magnesium relaxes everything in your system. It relaxes muscle tension. It relaxes tension in your cardiovascular system. It helps your heart work much easier. It's also a very powerful anti-inflammatory. And so magnesium alone, in some cases, can help lower or regulate your blood pressure. And yet, the drugs they give you, and by the way, most I think the latest statistics are that 75% of the people in the U.S. are deficient in magnesium. So it's quite obvious that more than likely some magnesium deficiency is playing into your blood pressure issue. And now you take a drug which wipes out all the magnesium in your system. And even though it lowers your numbers at the beginning because it has some regulatory effect, in the long term, your body becomes more and more deficient of a nutrient needed for your heart to work and to keep inflammation down in your arteries, which inflammation in your arteries is one of the primary causes of high blood pressure. So you can see that even though you would benefit right away from taking a drug, the long-term effects of it are actually that it makes it worse, or the effect on your body becomes worse. And this is why when you notice, if you know anybody that's on blood pressure medication, what you usually find out if they've been on it for a few years is that they're on 4 or 5 of them, and sometimes 6, because they develop so many side effects, and then they get another drug to help with their blood pressure for the side effect. They're treating a symptom of the side effect of the drug itself, and so that's why you end up with 5 or 6 drugs. And so when you keep complicating the mess by adding drug and drug and drug to regulate your blood pressure, you still haven't corrected your normal health issues, but you're getting a false sense of health through the use of the drugs, and all of them deteriorate your system. They lead to poor memory issues and a host of other health issues. So what you should be doing, if this is starting pattern for you, is to start looking at things like changing your diet, changing your type of food that you eat, not just the amount of calories, the type of food that you eat, and changing the amount of nutrients you get in your diet, and look and have a test to see what deficiencies you do have and correct it. And then maybe after a month or two, you can actually wean yourself off of your medication. And if you go in and it's just slightly high, then you probably can change the whole situation around yourself in a month by following those same steps that I just talked about. That right there can add years to your life because you're not having your system be completely thrown off balance by the number of drugs that you take. Now that's just an instance with high blood pressure, but I think high blood pressure medication is one of the worst as far as long-term health conditions. And again, putting the effort in at whatever stage in your life that you're in at the moment to actually changing your lifestyle and your diet now could easily prevent you from ever having to worry about that actual situation, ever having to deal with high blood pressure issues. It's a major segment of the population and one of the biggest health problems in this country. And high blood pressure leads into just about everything else. If you have high blood pressure, you're more than likely going to develop things like other issues with heart disease. You're more likely to end up with strokes and to have high cholesterol and all these other things going on. So it's all about lifestyle that prevents that. And so making the decision now to actually get healthier can take you out of that loop of ending up being one of those people that has 4 or 5 medications. But it also ends up getting you out of the loop of always going to a medical doctor and being at the mercy of having to take endless amounts of tests, be exposed to large amounts of radiation, which tends to be one of their favorite things to do, is x-rays and all these different types of tests. And to just get out of that loop of even thinking that your health is dependent on the quality of your doctor. It's not, actually. It's dependent on the quality of the life that you choose to actually live, which basically, again, comes down to your diet and your lifestyle. How much do you exercise? How much do you put into eating live food? How much do you put into eating organic food? How much effort do you actually put into looking at what you're eating on a daily basis? And all these factors come into play when you want to change your lifestyle and your diet. And it's not that hard to do once you have a few months worth of time committed into it. Now, if you're someone who's eating a standard American diet and you're going to change radically right away, sure, it's going to seem so foreign it's such a huge, radical shift in your life. But believe me, after a couple of months, it won't. You just have to get into the habit. You have to make 3 or 4 basic statements. It comes down to, one, you want to limit or reduce the amount of sugar that you take. Sugar is a big inflammatory chemical in your diet. You're never going to get all of it out of your system, and a little bit of sugar won't kill you. But when there's sugar in every single thing that you eat, and you eat a diet based on simple carbohydrates, white flour, baked items, all these things that really just exist, mainly of man-made chemicals and white substances, white flour, white sugar, all these things, and hydrogenated oil, then you're just going to get a load of sugar, even though you're not adding sugar to what you're actually doing. And then you have to look at the quality of the food that you're actually eating, which is you have to look at how much organic food can I work into my diet, and why is this important? Well, one, it has more nutrition. Two, it doesn't have pesticides sprayed on it, which is one of the most radical chemicals you could ever have in your diet. It promotes inflammation. There's studies out that even show that if you have a diet based on foods that are heavily sprayed with pesticides, or you have exposure to pesticides, it increases your chances of getting diabetes. It actually changes the way your cells are receptive to insulin. And so all these things play a factor in your diet. So if you're somewhere out in the country where you have access to a garden and you grow your own food and not have it sprayed, then that's a great source of food. But you can also make the effort to buy as much organic produce as possible to take that one source, the major source of pesticides, out of your diet. A pesticide has been linked to just about every health issue in the world. And why is that? Because they directly promote inflammation. And the other dangerous thing about them is that all pesticides mimic estrogen. So what you're basically taking into your body is something that confuses all your receptor sites for hormones and starts to change your level of natural occurring hormones and the uptake of them into your system. And so it has very long-term health disrupting properties, besides the fact that they're just toxic chemicals that have been linked to cancer for the last 50 to 60 years. And so get them out of your diet. I personally have been eating a predominantly organic diet for the last, let me see, since 1981. And why did it start then? Because at that time, that long ago, I actually had a job as the assistant manager of a grocery store that was a large grocery health food store that sold produce, and we had half of it was regular and half was organic produce. And I happened to eat celery one day that wasn't organic, and my lips swelled up and my mouth became numb. And it was all because of an excessive amount of sprays that were on that produce. And so from that day on, I just started eating organic, and I never looked back. And I say predominant because it's almost impossible to have a 100% organic diet, but I'm really, really particular about food, and I do a lot of my own shopping, so I would say it's easily in the upper 90% of my diet that I consume is organic or very high quality. Because there's certain things you can buy that are not organic that actually don't have pesticide residue in them. And if you haven't heard this before, but you can find that list on a website called EWG.org, Environmental Working Group. If you don't have access to the internet, find someone who does, who can get on that. It's EWG.org, and download it and print it out for you. So that's one thing you can do. The other thing, which I really think in our time and age that you have to look at right now to be able to age gracefully, and I'm not just talking about being in your 50s and being able to go into your 80s and being healthy and alive. I'm talking about aging gracefully even if you're 10 years old. Because I feel that this topic here is so important in general health that you have to pay attention to it, and that's GMO food. You have to look at the fact that people are consuming food products that have been genetically altered in the supermarket that immediately cause inflammation in your internal organs and add to the other inflammation that you already have because of poor diet, too much sugar, lack of exercise, all these different things that combine to put you in an inflammatory state. So when you go to the store, the great thing about buying organic, besides not having pesticides and having more nutrition, is that it's illegal to sell organic food that has a genetically modified origin. So it's the easiest way to just avoid it all and get healthy food. And you have to start paying attention to that because, again, what is the basis for all these diseases that that I mentioned earlier? The high blood pressure, the diabetes, the cardiovascular disease, the high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, cancer, all these things have a common component of inflammation. And genetically modified foods basically cause inflammation in every species they've ever given them to and actually done clinical trials on. So you just have to avoid it. Now, in the context of all this and how you actually are able to create a life and a lifestyle that incorporates these ideas, one of the great things about the company that we're all on here talking about tonight, which is Neekin, and almost everybody on this call has some association with Neekin. One of the great things about them is that they are a lifestyle promoting company. It's not one of those things that they're just selling a drink, they're just selling something that makes, you know, has a high org value, or just selling a particular product or something. It's really about a system that's been set up that allows you to actually incorporate different components, technologies, and nutrition into your life to create an easy way of doing what I call bringing nature into your house, because we're all so disconnected from natural living, eating real food, being outside, getting in real sunlight, having clean water. We're all so disconnected from that. Neekin has offered this unique opportunity to actually experience nature and to bring it into your health and create the type of lifestyle that you need to actually have the freedom to choose or to be worry-free from most of the health issues that afflict other people. And so if you look at their whole program, this is why they don't just sell an antioxidant, but if you look at their program, they have the whole water issue covered. You could drink clean, vibrant, natural water from just buying a waterfall. It's one of the most reasonably priced water systems you could ever find anywhere. And it creates living water. And what does that mean? It's a type of water that mimics the type of energetic medium or the energetic properties of real clean water that occurs in the wild. It's flowing down a waterfall, which is where they got the name, which I love the name of that product. But it creates this water that is not only clean, chemical free, but it actually has been exposed to magnetic energy, which is the main technology that runs through all of Neekin's products. And that magnetic energy is what really turns it into a type of living water. Because when you think about it, water has never really existed in the world up until the last 150 years that wasn't exposed to the Earth's magnetic energy. Now we have water that sits in miles and miles of pipes and is run through city water systems, and it's basically just an inert dead substance by the time that we get it in our house. And it's up to you to actually change that back into living water, which is what we used to drink hundreds of years ago, meaning that all water ran along the ground. It was taken out of lakes. It was taken out of wells. It actually was exposed to the Earth's magnetic energy at all times. And that changes the molecular structure of the water so that you actually absorb it easier. Your cells recognize it, just like your cells recognize the magnetic energy of the Earth. and that when you walk on the insoles, when you walk barefoot out on the ground, it changes the response, the energetic response in all of your cells. So the same thing happens with water. It changes the unique structure of the molecules in the water so that they become more acceptable to the cells in your system. And so Deakin then takes it a little, you know, they launched on this simple idea of giving you the opportunity to have something in your shoes that replicated walking barefoot on the ground, and then having this opportunity to drink clean water, and the whole company kind of move forward in this idea of creating a lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle that people could easily incorporate and bring all these great technologies that really replicate nature into your house. And then they moved into, you know, the opportunity to incorporate those technologies in your sleep system so that people actually have an opportunity to sleep in that same magnetic cocoon of energy, which allows their body to relax, to reorganize every night, and to actually shut off stress and wake up feeling refreshed and sleep deeper sleep. And so all these things are incorporated to help you have the opportunity to actually create a lifestyle where that you can age and not have to worry all the time about all these minor issues that are happening to everyone who eats poorly, doesn't exercise, just are really unconscious about their health. And so you can go on and on about their product line, and there's something, you know, as it expands and you look deeper into their nutritionals, even the subject we talked about with blood pressure, you can look into what is the really cause or root cause of blood pressure in people, high blood pressure. Well, one of them is excessive sugar, eating a poor diet, sugar cravings, which cause you to eat way too much sugar, being dehydrated, also just missing and lacking in certain nutrients that actually work on that. And if you look in the whole context of how you create a healthy lifestyle and how you look at the products that Deakin offers, you can even do something to create a lifestyle and a diet based on their nutritional products that could easily have an impact on that. If you remember years ago, they came out with Bergisterol. And Bergisterol was a herbal drink based on a fruit from Italy called Citrus Bergami Riso that has a better clinical trial attached to it than any cholesterol-lowering drug that's ever been put on the market. Now, I didn't say that Deakin's Bergisterol did, but the actual herb used in it was put through a clinical trial in Italy and had a better response in all the people in the trial than any drug that was ever created for lowering cholesterol. And, you know, cholesterol does play a role in high blood pressure, but the main issue that plays a role in high blood pressure is elevated blood sugar and inflammation in your arteries. And that particular herb, Citrus Bergami Riso, in that same clinical trial on cholesterol, actually lowered blood sugar by 20% or 20 points, I'm sorry, and it lowered blood pressure on average between 15 to 20 points in that general area. And think about that. Why would that one particular herb actually do that? One, because it actually just deals with inflammation. And inflammation in particular in your liver, in your cardiovascular system, it has certain specific antioxidants which actually even get transformed into other specific antioxidants that work in your arteries to lower inflammation. It's been shown to lower C-reactive protein, which is the marker for general inflammation in your body. It lowers that in your liver. And that's just a fruit juice that you can have a shot of every single day and just have it be part of your healthy lifestyle. It's not actually designed to treat anything. It's just a food, a whole food that you can incorporate in your diet that has amazing anti-inflammatory properties all over your system. And so you look at that, you look at the KBB, which is one of the great things they've ever launched at Deakin, and the fact that thousands of people have lost weight using that product. But the most amazing thing about it is that when you look at the diet that we've all talked about numerous times in my call that comes along with KVB, that you can incorporate it in your diet and actually lose your sugar cravings within 7 to 10 days if you follow the program. Now think about that. What an impact just lowering your sugar cravings or eliminate them can have on your health. What that means is that you lowered the amount of blood sugar in your system. You went on a diet that actually regulates your own blood sugar, which lowers the amount of insulin that you're actually using, which has a major impact on high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity. All these things are related to excessive blood sugar. And you can actually go on a program of having KBB for breakfast by itself and cutting out your sugar and simple carbs for 7 to 10 days. And believe me, it will not experience sugar cravings anymore. It just goes away. And why is that? Because sugar cravings are related to something as simple as a protein deficient brain. And you might think, well, how can that possibly be? Because we all eat protein. We eat protein all day. Yes, we do. America is one of those countries that eats an excessive amount of protein. But what they don't do is eat most of that protein for breakfast. If you want to cut out sugar cravings, and this is why KBB works so amazing, because it's based just purely on protein and a few essential fats from medium-chain triglycerides, which actually wake up your brain. So having that protein first thing in the morning actually sets your brain energy for the day and helps your brain produce a chemical that shuts off sugar cravings. So it doesn't matter how much protein you're having during the day, it's the very first meal that you have and the very first type of food that you consume during the day that sets your brain up for success to get off the sugar craving train and actually change your diet. And you know what's amazing about that is that that seems to be the catalyst for almost every health issue that you want to make. If you want to make a decision to change your life and change your health, there's no better place that you can actually start than to start by changing the way your brain works and changing your relationship to sugar. Now, that doesn't mean you'll never have sugar for the rest of your life, or that you won't ever sit down and have sweets or enjoy a dessert after dinner on the holidays or have ice cream once in a while. No, it doesn't mean that you'll never eat sugar, but what it means is that your brain will become balanced over a period of time by changing your breakfast. And when that happens, you'll no longer crave it. It won't be the predominant reason why you sit down at every meal or why you go somewhere to get a snack. Every single time you make a choice for food, that you go for something that has sugar in it, or you go for some poor quality food because your brain is craving sugar. What it means is now become in control of your life and your diet, and you decide to actually have sugar instead of just reaching for it because you're addicted to it. And that's the big difference in it. And so just that one particular change that you've made in your lifestyle, that decision to use KBB and get off the sugar train, will affect every single other decision that you do. Your mind will clear after a couple of weeks. It'll be easier to buy better food. It'll be easier not to buy junk food when you're craving something, because most of your cravings go away. It'll be easier to see how beneficial it is to be on a healthy lifestyle and diet, because you got rid of that addiction that you have in the back of your mind that basically controls all of your decisions. Not just your decisions about food, but your decisions about every other aspect of your health are actually affected by sugar addiction. So when you clear it up, it's the number one thing you could ever actually do for your system. And so once you make that single step, you take that step, and then start to incorporate all these other ways that Deacon allows you to bring nature into your house and to balance your own system, you've now set yourself up on a lifestyle which makes it easier for your body to work at every single moment. It makes it easier to be caught up in stress and actually recover from it, because you're eating well. You're not craving things when you become stressed and nervous and you just start eating sugar again. You've actually set up a lifestyle and a diet that works for you. It's actually, you actually become someone who has so many different habits now of drinking clean water, sleeping well, exposing yourself to full spectrum light, and using all these beautiful technologies along with your diet, that all of a sudden you'll notice that you're healthier on every single level, and that it's not even a hard decision for you to make to actually follow the guidelines of having a healthy lifestyle. And really, it all comes back to, what does that really ultimately do for you? Exactly the thing I was telling that guy at the party, that I never have to sit around and worry about developing long-term chronic illnesses because I actually have just incorporated these principles in my life many, many years ago. And so that really, to me, is the ultimate freedom, the freedom to be able to be well enough to make the decisions that you want to make about your life and your lifestyle. And it's much easier to do that just by incorporating some of these technologies that Deacon makes available to anybody that wants to use them. And so, Joan, I just noticed that it's actually after the hour of 4, and I probably should open it up for questions. I've talked for a little bit of a overtime, I think.
No, it was just perfect. Perfect, perfect. And, yes, I think we're all a little thrown off by the unusual hour of the call. And it's only, I will let people know that it is really only for this call. We had to make some schedule adjustments. So I appreciate folks who tuned in at odd hours of the day to make this happen. So that's fantastic. And I love, Roger, how you explain how, you know, just by bringing nature into our house and eating real food that's not processed, how we can avail ourselves of this fantastic freedom, because then we do, you know, feel wonderful and vibrant into our later years, and maybe our later years can get later. In the meantime,
you know, what's funny is that I notice it now even more since I moved out west here, because there's more opportunities to be outside because the weather's not so bad in the winter. Right? You notice that, well, I'm not bringing it up just because we don't have snow here and everybody's getting snow. But what I was saying is that I went out hiking one week, and, you know, I put in a 6-mile hike out in the desert, and it was a particularly hot day. It got up to around 95, and it was a cooking hot day out in the desert. And we were going up and down through elevation, and I put in 6 miles out in that desert, and it really didn't bother me a whole lot. And it's not like I exercise all the time, but because I don't have so many underlying issues, it was all just a matter of staying hydrated and actually enjoying myself out in nature. And I remember 30 years ago when I was living in Arizona and some of my relatives came out to visit me. They were telling me all about these different places that they went to go see, and I would ask them details about the place, and they didn't have any, because I realized after a little while that every place that they went to visit, they only saw it from their car window. They weren't able to actually walk out a half a mile into the desert or into to see an Indian ruin or do any of these things because they had let themselves go health-wise so much, and they were only in their 59, you know, around 60 years of age, that they experienced their whole vacation out west from looking out of their car window. And it made a huge impression on me as to why would I want to let that happen to myself, right? Because it doesn't take that much exercise to actually be in good enough shape to actually get out of your car and walk a few miles. Because I certainly don't do that much. But it's the lack of excessive weight that I carry and just being in moderate physical condition that allows you to enjoy all these other things.
Absolutely. And it does make a difference. I mean, I have the same experience you do, and it feels, I'm grateful every day that we have these wonderful products that we can bring into our lives and keep ourselves vibrant, and healthy. And with that, I will actually, I'm going to open the Q&A line, and while we wait for people to press star 6 if they have a question and get into the queue, any questions on the topic that Roger, the topics that Roger covered tonight, I do want to let everybody know again that, you know, the rest of the calls that we have, we're looking forward to having a call in December. We are waiting to get some feedback from NECAN on that one, but we're hoping to do that on December 11th. In the meantime, this call will be on the playback line, which everybody can access at 530-881-1399, and the code is 171165#. That's all you have to do for that. And I also want to thank Rebecca. I didn't know. Oh, I do see Rebecca there. I was wondering if Rebecca wanted to get on. So I'm going to unmute Rebecca's line, Roger, so she can say hello. There you are, Rebecca.
Hey, Jen and Roger. Hi. Hey, this was a good call. I am very excited to pass it on. I know a lot of my people want to listen to it afterwards because they cannot listen to it tonight in the cold when the telephones are outside. A lot of people like when it's recorded, and this is a very good one to pass on. So I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Yes, and a lot of people accessed the playback line today, I saw, and yesterday to hear the last call before it got replaced by this one. So Rebecca, thank you for organizing this. We really always appreciate it. And yes, Roger can't relate to the cold and sitting outside in the cold anymore.
Oh yeah, it was cold here. I put on socks the other day. I wore blue jeans last week.
You are too much, Roger. I'm not sure we're going to have any questions tonight. If anybody's going to get on, I'll remind you to press 6, and that'll put you right in the queue if you want. And maybe you want to ask Roger about his miserable winter he's having in Las Vegas. I don't know.
I'm suffering.
I know. You lost your sunglasses the other day, right? And he couldn't, you know. Anyway, we do have some other calls.
Trauma, their own way.
Indeed. Rebecca, again, thanks for getting on and thanks for organizing this. We're always excited to have Roger on. I do see some other questions. If you do have a question, Rebecca, or should I move on to the next person?
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wasn't sure if you had a question or not. Thank you, Rebecca. Again, I'm going to I will go to the next caller, and that is from area code 610, and it ends in 3212. Are you there, Bonnie?
I am here. Thank you. Great call.
Thank you.
Roger, how do you combat what's happening again in the news media about cholesterol-lowering drugs today? Our paper was filled with this new study from Scotland that showed that people that were on the new cholesterol drugs, I don't even know what they are, kept their cholesterol down at 170 and for the first time was showing that it actually prevented heart disease and heart failure. And when you sort of looked into it, it was mostly done by physicians that were associated with the drug companies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, all you have to do, you have to realize in all drug studies now that there's so many studies going on now that show the adverse effects of it. I mean, there's countless studies that you can look up. In fact, if you want to look them up, go to a website called Green Med.
Green Med?
Medical.
Oh, Med. Okay.
Green Med. It might be Green Med Info, but just put in Green Med. .org, and they basically will list every study on cholesterol-lowering drugs and their association with diabetes, their association with cancer, causing heart disease, all different issues with it. I mean, there's a negative component to it because they all disrupt your heart's ability to make energy. Doesn't mean, again, that short-term one of those could actually be beneficial. This is the problem with statin drugs, is that 20% of the people that take them actually need them, but the other 80% don't.
Well, it sounded in the article that they were going to shove younger and younger people into taking these drugs, even if their LDL was not high. I mean, that was sort of the conclusion.
They're not even convinced anymore in certain areas of medicine that high LDL is that bad for you. It's really, it's just a way of looking at one thing and separating it out and thinking that's the reason for your disease. But you could find studies that refute that all the time. I'm sure there'll be one coming out about that particular drug. Cholesterol just keeps looking at this one symptom. Cholesterol is really just a symptom. It has nothing to do with anything else.
And many of the
sugar that drive the whole cholesterol train anyway.
Right, yeah. Well, thank you for this information.
And Bonnie, I can get that website to you. I can send it.
I wrote it down. It's just we have the experience, even though our HDL is high, our blood pressures are low, we have other problems right now. You go to the doctor and they say, hasn't anyone told you you should be taking a cholesterol-lowering drug? And even though our HDL is high and the LDL is low, but they seem to want it lower and lower and lower, but, you know, we refuse it. But it's not looked upon by all the physicians as being smart.
Right, right. Well, you know, that's going to be a battle that will go on for many, many decades.
Okay, thank you,
Robert. The reality is, that it usually is, again, most people's issues with cholesterol have to do with inflammation and too much sugar.
Right, okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Bonnie, so much. We have another caller, Roger. It looks like we're getting close to the end of the hour, but I think we can take this one if that's okay. Area code 203, and it ends in 1187. Are you on the line?
I am on the line. I have two questions. One is, when you are a healthy, let's say, 60-year-old person, and your doctor wants you to just get some routine blood work, there's nothing going on, just kind of to have a marker of where you are. What are the ones, I know they have standard ones, what are the ones that you like to see, Roger? What are those ones if I go to ask for them?
Well, I don't know the exact names of them, but I would have a general blood test taken that would show, if you're doing cholesterol, you want to see the entire picture. You want to see HDL, LDL, the VDL, or DL, which is the very low density lipoprotein. You want to see all the markers. For that, don't just let them give you a small little test on two different issues with it. You want to get your blood sugar tested, and not just your blood sugar, fasting blood sugar. You want to know your fasting insulin level, which is sometimes now more important than fasting blood sugar, because fasting insulin will tell you how hard your pancreas is actually working to regulate your blood sugar, meaning that you could have a normal blood sugar in the morning, but you could have a pancreas that's working 10 times harder than it should. And what that means is that you're just really overworking your pancreas, and it's going to fail sometimes soon. It's holding in and doing too much work, and you need to regulate your diet, even though your blood sugar is not showing at the moment. You probably want to have your hormone levels checked. And I mean a broad panel of hormones. Don't go in and have them just test your estrogen. You want a broad panel of just about every hormone in your system done so you can see where your body needs to be balanced, what you need to do nutritionally. And then maybe just after that, as a general rule, just do some tests to see where, if there's any nutritional deficiencies that are really predominant in your system, and then correct all those things.
They're recommending a vitamin D one, too, I think.
Vitamin D would be very important.
Okay. And tell me, it's HDL, LDL, what were the last two, the letters of the last two?
Something called very low density lipoprotein.
Okay.
That's basically that's the most dangerous type of cholesterol in your system. It's a different size molecule of cholesterol that actually turns bad rather easily and causes inflammation.
Okay, so it's HDL, LDL, VLD, and then I thought there was a fourth one.
VLDL, yeah.
VLDL,
yes.
So Victor Leonard.
Yeah, Victor Leonard, David Leonard. So,
so
you also, triglycerides are important that you want to check that too.
Okay.
And
awesome.
That's basically it on that.
No, that's awesome.
You want to have you want to have, more likely they'll tell you what your C-reactive protein is too. That's a general marker for inflammation throughout your system.
Okay. Perfect. And then also this 10-4, is that something that you just incorporate during the day, this new product that NeCAM's come out with?
Yeah, if you're a tea drinker or a coffee drinker and you want to drink a healthy alternative to that that you can carry around in your purse, maybe just dump into some water. It gives you an opportunity to have an antioxidant drink that also gives you a lift and makes it real easy for you to incorporate that into your system.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.